Well, would you sit these men at the same dinner table? Texas Senator Ted Cruz, Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan, and New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. They are all at this year's CPAC convention outside Washington. Last year, Christie wasn't invited to this gathering of conservative voices. He was seen as too moderate. This year, it was House Speaker John Boehner and former presidential candidate Mitt Romney who didn't make the list. NPR's national political correspondent Don Gagne is at the conference. And Don, start with Chris Christie. A lot of anticipation. How was he received when he went to the podium?
A warm reception, and a standing ovation. Now, not a big, big, thunderous standing ovation. In fact, CPAC seems a little bit more low-key this year than it has in past years. I'm not sure why that is. But again, a warm reception for Chris Christie. And here was his basic message. We have to be about something. We can't just be the party that is always against stuff. We have to talk about what we're for. And then he paused and he said, and the reason we have to talk about what we're for is because we have the best ideas.
In fact, Don, we have a little of that, so let's just listen.
The fact is, we've got to start talking about what we're for and not what we're against. And the reason for that is very, very simple. Our ideas are better than their ideas, and that's what we have to stand up for.
So, Don Gagne, I want to hear more about the speech, but what do you think is happening here? Last year, Chris Christie walked with President Obama after Hurricane Sandy, and he wasn't invited to this event. This year, his aides are accused of closing a bridge to punish Democrats, and he is invited. Was it that headline that enabled him to come back into this fold?
It's interesting that he is so warmly received, and part of it is, I think, because they see him as someone who is under attack by the mainstream media. And you hear a lot of derogatory references to the mainstream media from the stage at CPAC. They've always liked Chris Christie's bravado. They haven't liked his politics so much because they see him as being, you know, a more moderate Republican. But it does seem like he's now the embattled guy, kind of standing up to the bad guys in the media, that perhaps there's more sympathy and more interest in him here this year.
What else was the thrust of what Chris Christie had to say today to an important audience for him if, as everyone speculates, he wants to have a higher office down the road?
And I think we assume that he is still looking at that. I mean, I'll tell you, there are no fewer than 9 potential Republican presidential candidates speaking here over the next 3 days. So this is one of those places where everybody wants to, be seen, to shake hands, get their message out, test the water, see how they react. So you can very much see Chris Christie looking at this crowd that way. He knows these are people he will have to win over. He might not win them over in the primary process and caucus process as things begin to play out, but he's going to need them eventually. So you can see it as part of the courting.
Well, we understand Paul Ryan wanted to forget about the idea of a divided party. You know, he compared the event to a family reunion. But Ted Cruz seemed to want to underscore that there is a divide, and he, you know, wants it pointed out. Here's some of what he said.
And then, of course, all of us remember President Dole and President McCain and President Romney. Now, look, those are good men. They're decent men. But when you don't stand and draw a clear distinction, when you don't stand for principle, Democrats celebrate.
John Gagne, just weigh in on Ted Cruz.
Yeah, that's the message, that the party has not done well in presidential elections because they've put up these candidates who are designed to appeal to, you know, the broadest swath of the American public. And in doing so, the mistake he says the Republican Party makes is that it compromises too much and that it comes up with kind of more milquetoast candidates and not true believers. Unspoken there, such as himself.
Yeah. Well, Don Gagne, CPAC comes in the midst of the crisis in Ukraine. Republicans like John McCain, Lindsey Graham have been beating up on the Obama administration for what they see as a lack of a show of force. Has this been on people's minds there, briefly?
They all agree here that President Obama has been a weak leader. I mean, that is a consistent thread that runs through every single speech. But one of the interesting things at this conference this week is this kind of growing debate within the conservative movement, and you see it within the Republican Party, even though this isn't technically a Republican debate. The Rand Paul libertarian wing is growing, and that's the wing that says, let's pull back. We don't need such a big footprint around the world. We don't need to be the world's police. So you're seeing that kind of debate.
NPR's Don Gagne at CPAC. Very interesting there. Maybe a new divide showing. Don, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
It's Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, protecting drivers and their families with insurance coverage for over 75 years. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.